Al, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Colorado. Today we're going to talk about some of the impacts of the Trump tariffs on the American corporate space. There are a lot of companies that sell consumer goods in the American market, American companies primarily, that have outsourced most of their manufacturing to China. And with the tariff policy, we're basically getting two things. Number one, people can't afford these products anymore. And so most shipments from the United States to China have already stopped. And you'll see that hitting the shelves at some point in the next 3 to 6 weeks, based on where you live in the country. From the point that the Trump administration were to cave on all of these tariffs and just say, you know, bygones, and the Chinese just say, okay, it will then be another 6 weeks before product starts to return. So let's say that June 1 is when that happens. You're talking about 3 months without product. For most of these companies, that's enough to kill them. And even if it wasn't, the Chinese basically have the technical capacity to take over a lot of these supply chains themselves because all of the equipment is already in China. Most of the intermediate products are already in China. So these are companies that in some form are just going to die in the not too distant future and vanish from American shelves forever. Now, not all of them are the same. They fall into three general categories. The first are products that are more advanced, where the Chinese do a lot of the assembly, but a lot of the product and intermediate product comes from outside of China. These companies have at least a chance to rebuild their supply chain in other countries. But you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of sunk cost for some of them, and you don't do that in a year or 2 years or 3 years. This is 5 years or more minimum, and that just means that these products are going to disappear until that happens. So they'll just vanish from your lives for probably 5 years, maybe even a little bit more. And most of those fall into the tech category: Apple, Dell, Microsoft, and Hewlett-Packard. So if you haven't gotten your backup computer, do it now, because the inventory that is in the country right now is all that is left. Yes, electronics have been at least partially exempted, but it's already too late and the Chinese are moving to take this stuff over. Second, these are products that are on the other end of the spectrum, things that the Chinese can take over now. There's nothing that's particularly sensitive about them from a technological point of view. It's just the brand is what's special. And it's the brand that's going to disappear, or they'll misspell it and they'll mismake it a Chinese brand. And this is a very long list that includes a lot of consumer products and a lot of clothing. So Nike, Levi's, Hasbro, Mattel, Ralph Lauren, Skechers, Under Armour, Estee Lauder, Columbia Sportswear, Patagonia, Yeti, KitchenAid, Black & Decker, Stanley Tools, Shark Ninja of Home Appliance fame, Keurig, iRobot, Ray-Ban, PVH, that's Hilfiger and Calvin Klein, Newell, which is Rubbermaid and Sharpie, and Crocs. So I guess there's at least some bright spot here. Crocs will finally fucking go away. Anyway, they're gone. There is absolutely nothing they can do at this point to salvage the production that they have in China. I do not feel all that guilty for any of these companies. Everyone who has been paying attention has been seeing some version of this coming for a long time. And I've been warning companies like this that the Chinese were going to vanish from the space anyway because of demographic collapse, and they should get out while they can. Anyone who is left has basically lost. And then we got companies that are somewhere in the middle. These are companies where, you know, they're halfway between Apple and Crocs. There are some parts of the supply chain for some products that are more advanced that the Chinese can't just walk in and take over. So we could see these companies come back after some significant reinvestment, not as much as it'll take for some like Apple, but they're going to be dealing with a massive amount of competition in the international space from the Chinese who can make their lower end products exactly as they used to. That's Fossil, the watch company, Whirlpool, other white goods companies, GoPro, and Fitbit. It's a long list, and this is only partial. Now, again, some version of this was always going to happen. The Chinese were always going to go away. But the way that the Trump administration has done the tariff policy, basically front-loading the penalties and not giving people a chance to adapt, means that all of these companies and more are going to break in the American space. Most of them will end up filing for bankruptcy, and someone will probably come and buy up the pieces and then do limited restarts of the production lines in other places. That does mean that in in the interim, and we're talking here for the lower tech stuff, a period of 1 to 3 years, for the higher tech stuff, probably four or more, we just don't get the product. So one of the big challenges that we're going to be having in the United States is inflation driven, not just by tariffs directly, not just by higher capital costs directly, not just by higher labor costs directly, but high tariff caused by extensive product shortages in the consumer space, whether that is electronics, home goods, apparel, you name it. We can recover from this. We can recover from this faster if we have Mexico and Canada and our other trading partners involved. But it's not going to be quick, and it's not going to be free.